Have you ever thought about what it would be like to have one of the hardest seasons of your life turned into a book and a movie? Jeremy Camp did exactly that. The I Still Believe book was released in 2011. The movie was released in 2020. And the I Still Believe concert tour was highly successful in 2022. And now, Jeremy Camp is extending it to include Canadian cities in 2023. This morning, we have the man himself, Jeremy Camp, on the line. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning. I know, I'm so excited to be through. This has been a long time since I've been to Canada and played. And to be able to do the I Still Believe tour all the way through. I mean, we're going to be there for, you know, almost 3 weeks heading throughout all of Canada. We're so excited.
It's about time.
I keep hearing that, so I'm like, I know, you're right. It is.
Well, on behalf of every Canadian, thank you, thank you, thank you for coming to Canada.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It means a lot. It really does.
And with the I Still Believe book, the movie, and this tour, I think people will now have a whole new understanding of your powerful faith journey, and they will completely understand the backstory of some of your songs that they know so well. Let's talk about your song, Anxious Heart.
Yeah. So, you know, this has been a journey, you know, for years. Because, you know, I think once my, you know, I went through the whole battle watching my wife suffer through cancer and go be with the Lord, I definitely always battle a lot with trust. Because, you know, a lot of what I felt was God was going to heal her. And then, he ultimately did heal her. But I think in my mind, there was this thing. So enemy always tried to attack me with trust.
Right.
So I try to control my situations to make sure that nothing got out of control, nothing bad happened, which we can't. You know, it's an illusion of control. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so about 5 years ago, everything came to head. And I remember I was just, I was in this state of worry constantly. I'm like, everything was just, I was worried about everything. And one day, as I was starting to feel, you know, anxiety is coming up a lot, and I'm like, what's happening? This felt weird. And all of a sudden one day, I remember I was exercising at my house, and all of a sudden I felt this overwhelming sense of panic. And I went to a full-blown panic attack, and I called my wife, and she was out. And I was like, please come home. I don't know what's happening. And she came home, and I'm literally was like in her lap weeping and saying, I don't know what's going on. You know, I can't breathe and all this kind of stuff.
Those are scary times.
Oh, yeah. And I remember just like crying out to Jesus, and, you know, she was just warring with me. I mean, laying hands on me and praying for me and constantly just asking the Lord for help and rebuking the enemy and just all that. Until finally, about 2 weeks into it, I was almost bedridden for 2 weeks.
No.
Yeah, it was bad. And I remember just saying, God, please. Like, I was literally crying out to him. And he just showed me very, very kindly, because his kindness leads to repentance. So very kindly and graciously, he said, Jeremy, I love you. You do not know how much I love you. And I have good things in store for you. He goes, you're not trusting me with anything right now.
Mm.
Like, you're not giving me anything. And literally, it just was that moment where I just said, God, I'm sorry, forgive me. And I trust you. I lay these things at your feet. And that lift started happening. And, you know, the journey of just like daily laying down everything for him, daily saying, God, I give you all, like Proverbs says, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart, daily doing that. And it was just a journey of just saying, God, I have to trust you daily with all these things. And God really just healed me. And it was that understanding that when I'm feeling that way, a lot of times it's because I'm starting to like worry about things and you know, take control of situations. And he's like, I've got this.
Right.
And so God is, you know, he hears our cries. He reaches down in the darkest places and truly does shed the light. As the song says, you are the light when my world turns dark. It's not just a kitschy, you know, Christianese saying. It's actually like I experienced him as the light, as it says, the light of the world. I experienced him as the light reaching down to my dark place. And when my mind was racing so far, he was the calm for my anxious heart, and that's where that came from.
Wow. Well, we've been chatting with Jeremy Camp this morning. Thank you so much, Jeremy, for being with us. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and we can't wait to see you at Church on the Queensway. For more information, go to istillbelievetour2023.com. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you, Shirley. Appreciate you.